You're holding Daf Lamed Zayin Nomer Aleph. Again, last where we had the Shaila was, how do we know that tefillin is supposed to go on your left hand? So before we had with Darshan, the Pasuk says, Yotcho, the Brisa said, Zu Smoil. It means the left hand. And it came up with Sukkim to prove it, that when the Pasuk says, Yotcho, it means the left hand. Now the Gemara says, no, on top of Lamed Zayin Nomer Aleph says, Reb Yosi HaChorim Meimer. He says like this, that Motsinu Yamin Shenikri Yad, we find that the right is also called Yad. So now it's a question, maybe when the Pasuk says Yotcha, it means to put film on your right hand. So it's a question, how do we know to put it on the left hand? And he proves that Shenem is a Pasuk in Bereishis that says, Vayar Yosef Ki Yoshis Ovid Yad Yaminoi. He saw the way he put Yad Yaminoi. So you see the word Yad pertains to the right hand also. So back to the Kasha, how do we know film has to be on the left hand? From the word Yotcho, maybe it means the right hand. The Gemara says, Iduch, what does the other Brice do that they hold? No, they dash from the Pasuk Yotcho, that it means the left hand. They hold like this, Yad Yemini Ikri, Yad Stamala Ikri. And if I'm in the Pasuk says, Yad Yemini, clearly, it's not true. When the Pasuk Stam says Yotcho, Stam Yotcho means a smile. Agav, when the Gemara started off and said, Rabbi Yosi HaChorim, so the machlokes, what does the word hachorim mean? Rashi says it means that his nose, like was shakur, was bent in. So Toys does not like that, because it's a genai to say a word, to call him that way. So if Toys learns the pshat is from Rabbi Yosef, hachorim is Hashem makoimai. Hachorim him is the place where he was. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Nosson says, Ein etzorach, I do not need this limud to teach us from the word yotcho that the pasuk means the smile. But rather, Harayuayim, the Pasuk says, Ukshartem Ukhsavtem. Ukshartem means tie you on, put on tefillin. Ukhsavtem means to write them. If so, Mak Sivu B'Yamin, just like writing, you usually write with your right hand. Is that Kshira B'Yamin, who would be a normal righty, has to make the Kshira, has to tie his tefillin with his right hand. If so, the Chivon, the Kshira B'Yamin, since you have to use your right hand to tie the tefillin with, is Hanocha B'Smelhi. That's how I know that you have to put the actual tefillin on your left hand. Just with your right hand, you tie up the ritzuas, you wrap around the ritzuas on your hand, you make the kesher. So from the pasuk ukshartem mukhsavtem, I know that tefillin itself, the hanocha, has to be besmil. Rashi says, how do I know that the ksiv is b'yamin? Rashi says, kishekosven hamezuzah b'yamin, usually write it with your right hand. The roiv b'nei yodim kosven b'yamin, and therefore af kshirinami, of a kesher b'yamin, he does do it with the right. So therefore, the hanocha is on the left. Tanach Rami, according to this pshat, let's say somebody's a lefty, that he writes with his left hand. Tanach Rami, look where he also has to make the kshira with his left hand, and then the tefillin should be on his right hand. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi HaChorim, hanocha de b'smol minolei. But now let's come back to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi before him, he asked the question that the word Yotcho does not mean smell. The word Yotcho could also mean the right. So it's a kasha back on him. How does he know Taka's phone has to be on the left hand? So first of all, the Gemara says it could be Nafkla and Yehechel and Nafkla and Rab Nosin. Just like we had the drasha from Rab Nosin, that he says Ukshartam Ukshartam, it could be maybe Rabbi Yosi also holds like him. So that's how I know the phone has to be on the left hand. Now Rav Ashi says another pshat. Miyotcho siv. It says miyotcho chofei, mean to say the hey keho, mean to say with the hand, with the weaker hand, with the left hand, that's where you have to put the tefillin. Ashi says miyotcho dehei, midich siv dehei, means keho mashma, the weaker one. Lashon keva. Ish ramina b'smol kama, the ain b'ker, it's not so strong. And also Rashi says, Yotcha means Yad Keyo, Amei B'lei Keyach means an arm without strength. So from the word Yotcha, we mean the weaker one. So it's totally in weakness. Now you have to know what makes up a lefty. Because lefty, according to this Pratachura, means of a lefty that has the strength. He does all the things with his left hand. Even if he would write with his right hand, it wouldn't make enough Kamina. He'll still be considered a lefty. Because according to this Joshua, the Joshua is Yotcha, the weaker hand. So if you have more strength on your left hand, so it comes out your weaker hand is the right hand. Whereas according to the first Joshua, If it's Tully in Shiva and Siva, the main thing is Tully is in which hand you write with. If you write with your right hand, true, then fill in on the left hand. If you write, though, with your left hand, even though your strength is more with the right hand, you'd also have to put film on your right hand, according to the first chap. So we will soon see in Tysus, it depends, according to which way do we learn out, film should be on your left hand. Is it shot from left hand that the opposite that you write with, or the shot the left hand is, that's Yat Kaya, that's the weaker hand. Oh, Malay Rabab Rabashi, V'yema, why don't you say ready, Yodcho means Shabakayach? Aye, the Pasuk says Yodcho, so maybe it means Bekayach. Omle said back to Mitzv Beches, so to say the word Ches, it says Yodcho, Yodcho with a Chof Hei, not a Ches, so you have to say Yodcheya, the weaker hand. Now there's one of the Saka Shot Yitanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoim if you make this Jewish or not. One Jewish is Yodcho Behei Zuz Smoil. Since it says Yodcho with a Hei, Yudalet Chof Hei, I mean to say the weaker one, the left hand. Achirimarim, others say no, that's not the drasha from this pasuk. Yotcha just means Yotcha is l'rabbis esagidim. Means to say even though the hand is not complete, there's something wrong with the hand. Part of it is chopped off, or you're missing part of it. As if to say even though you only have gidim, you only have veins hanging down, still you put film on. So according to these achirim, it's not a drasha than the weaker hand. It means to say that the hand, even though it doesn't have the complete hand there, still you mechuyev in tefillin. And Tanya Yiduch, another Braisa learns, Eim lo yizro yepot. Let's say someone does not have a left hand, does not have anything there, Nechnam is potem and not tefillin. I don't say, since he doesn't have a left hand, may put on the right hand. No, you don't have a left hand, you don't put on tefillin. Acherim ma'amim, others say, and it's not a spirit, they must make another drasha, that Yodchov, and this word, Yodchov Yidashin, l'rabbi sasagidim. And if you do have a left hand, no matter what type of a hand it is, even though it's missing part of it, it's not complete, you only have like veins there, still you're mechuyev to put on tefillin. So that's why he says there's no stira here, just mara machod, mara machod, full of tzlikim. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Iter, what's going to be a lefty? So we'll soon see in Tezah what exactly what does a lefty mean. But usually people do everything with their right hand. Let's say he does everything with left hand. So then, Maniach Tfilin B'yaminai, he puts on Tfilin on his right hand, Shu Smeila, which is really his weaker hand. Now the Gemara asks, I, Votanya, you learned the opposite, Votanya, that even an Itter, a lefty, Maniach Tfilin, he still puts on Tfilin on his left hand, Shu Smeila Shekholadim, which is the left of everybody else, even though for him, like, it's not 100% lefty, because his weaker hand, because he's a lefty. So with the theory here at Samashmi, even the lefty puts tefillin on his left hand. And before the bride says an ito, puts it on his right hand. So Rabbi Abaye answers like this, Kitanya hi, when do we say that a lefty puts the tefillin on his left hand, Pishele Pishne Yodav. The lefty there, the pshat is, he could use both hands. He could use both the right and the lefty. But since Lamaisi doesn't have like a Yad Kei, he doesn't really have a weaker hand, they're both equal, so then he goes Basar, right, Bnei Yodam, that he puts the tefillin on the left hand. But Avada, regular lefty, that he does more with his left than his right, then he puts tefillin on his right hand. But again, it's a shaila exactly what makes you into a lefty. Now, Tosafot speaks out here that Maksibi b'yamin al-kshir b'yamin, the Samach Amin, and later we say that the Itur, Maniach tefillin b'yaminai, she's smirlai, that a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand. But Tosafot says, now the Hashta, Odom ha-kosta b'yamin, what's going to be a person that writes with his right hand, but everything else he does with his left hand. In other words, his left hand is stronger than his right hand. Just he happens to write with his right hand. So Tzai says, Yesh Kastop, there's a suffix here, V'yezim em and yech tefillin. On which hand should he put the tefillin on? V'shem me'yesh lidmois kishtel v'shtay yodav. Tzai says, maybe that's also called, he has two milers here. He has the miler to go boss with his right hand, because he's the Maisa stronger with his left hand, so he should put tefillin on his right hand. Or else, no, since the Maisa he writes with his right hand, that's the Sfarat to say, that's the Ksiva, therefore the Kshira should also be done with the right hand, and tefillin should be on the left hand. And since you have two equal Sfaris, maybe that's Daimon to Al-Gemara's Teretz, that he showed the Shtay Yadav, that he should put on his left hand. But the Maisa Lalocha, it's a big problem, it's a big Shiloh, and there they have a Shaldis which is always asked, what should they say, the Ikar is telling which hand you write in. If Lamaisi, you write with your left hand, then you should put film on your right hand. If you write with your right hand, then you should put film on your left hand. But again, you have to ask a shayla. It's very complicated to know exactly which hand to put your film on. The Gemara says, "Tana Devei Menashe, by Devei Menashe, Al Yodachon." The pasuk says, "Put on tefillin Shayad Zukiburus." It means by the muscle, by the upper part of your arm. We put our film on the muscle. The other pasuk says, "Bein Enecho Zukotko." It means the top of your head. The Gemara says, "Heicho." Where on top of your head do you put the tefillin? Is Amrit Devei Yanai Mokam Shemoicha Shatinik Reifis? When you have a newborn, a young baby, the top of his head, it's a little bit soft, there's an indention there, the mokum atfilin. That's where we put our tefillin, like we put it on top of the hairline, that's where we put on our tefillin. Boy minei plimi merebi. Plimi has a shout from Rebbe. Mishi yesh loy shnei roshim. Let's say somebody has two heads. His soul be eitim em nech tefillin. On which head does he have to put on tefillin? Like it's not mistav, he has to put on both. That's not about Tosef. Only once, the question is, which head should he put his tefillin on? That's what Plimi has from Rebbe. He's Omalei, so Rebbe answered back, got angry at the question, and said back to him, Oikum Golios, get up and go leave my yeshiva, that's good to go to Golis, Oikibu Lecha Shamta, or else accept upon yourself to be Benidui. In other words, what kind of joke is it? What kind of question is this? Who ever heard of a kid to have two heads? What kind of shayla was that? Gemara says no, Adahok, in the meantime, also who got up, a man came in, and Omalei, he said to Rebbe like this, he asked Rebbe Yeshua like this, that this Yalavli Yenuka Disli Trei Reishi. My wife just gave birth to a baby that has two heads. So my shalom now is, Kama Bina Lemesa Lekayin. And it's a Bechor, it's my firstborn, and they're both, and it's a Zohar, with two heads. So the question is, how much money do I have to pay the Kayin for Pidyon HaBen? That was my Shaila. So the whole point of the Mechor Mor brings down to Shalak Rebbe, it wasn't such a klutz kasha of Imiyest, Plimi, it could be a case like that. So Mora said, what happened was, also Saba, an older person, came in, Tonele, he learned in front of Rebbe like this, that Chayim Litin Lo Yutz Loyim, he also such a case, that if the baby has two heads, then Echnami, you Chayim to be Poydo, two times, ten Loyim. So Mora says, Eini, it's not that way, V'otoni Romi Bachoma. Romi Chobes Hashar like this, Mitor Shinema, since the Pesuk says, Poda Sit Poda Tifta, Es Bechor Rodom, sounds like a double Oshim, Poda Tifta Es Bechor Rodom, you should redeem a Bechor of a person. So Shemei Ani, I hear from here, that Afilu Nitraf Teich Lamed, even though it was Nitraf, he became a Trefa Teich Lamed. So Rashi learns, it means Afilu Never Teich Lamed Yoin, even if the baby died within 30 days, still Yechayet to be paid him. So Rashi, the Afa Gav, the Chsiv, Abduivim Ben Chodesh Tifta, even though the whole Chiv is first Chalif to 30 days, and he would die before that. Afilu Hoch, Yikul Meima, Him Le Nereg Ho Yechai. If he wouldn't have been killed, he would have been alive. Therefore, that's called the Bechor Ma'aliyah. So I'd hear from here, Tzipod the Tifta, Bechor Adam, Afilu Nitra, Tech Lamed. Maybe even the first one was killed, Tech Lamed Yoin, maybe still the Tzachiyah to be afraid of him.